Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing with Digest. I'm Stephanie Sloan, editorial director, here with Mara Levinsky, senior editor.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Mara, we're saying goodbye to one TV legend and saying hello to another. Jeannie Francis is back filming at GH and will make her return to Port Charles very soon. And Eileen Davidson has wrapped up her stint as YNR's Ashley. However, there is a wrinkle with Eileen. As you will remember, in June, she announced on social media that she was leaving the show. But executive producer and head writer Mal Young tells us in the new issue that it is not goodbye, and she will actually be popping up, you know, in Genoa City from time to time.
I think that is such great news for YNR fans, such great news for YNR itself. Part-time is better than no time. But as we know, Jeannie Francis is making a full-time comeback to GH. And I think as much as fans have been loving the build of the Ryan Chamberlain storyline, we have been waiting for the main event, which is Laura's return to the canvas and how that plays into the serial killer story. Now, she, of course, does not get the homecoming she's expecting since her husband's back-from-the-dead serial killer brother has taken over his life.
As one does.
As one frequently does. I spoke to co-head writer Shelley Altman for this week's cover story. She gave us the inside scoop on what to expect when Laura touches down in Port Charles. And I also spoke to John Lindstrom, who plays Ryan and Kevin, who said that if he had to sum up his reaction to reuniting with Jeannie on set in one word, it would be elation.
I love that. I'm so excited to see Jeannie again.
Me too. Another treat for GH fans in this issue is an extended chat with Callie Monaco, who is marking 15 years as Sam. And we got a bonus in the form of an anniversary tribute to Kelly from her co-star Billy Miller, who plays Drew. I had asked him to send me a quote that I was going to just use as a caption on a photo. And he said, "Caption, I can't possibly sum it up in a caption." And he provided a really beautiful homage to his hardworking friend. And thank you for making space for it in the issue.
Of course. You know, what I really liked about it is that, you know, when you hosted the Killy Live event, I think that was back in February. Mm-hmm. I attended it, and I don't really know Billy and Kelly, you know, pretty much at all. Like, I've met them a couple of times. And what I got from you guys being on stage was that you sense that they're really close in real life. Like, it's not an act, and they really get along. And then when I read what he wrote, it was just so from the heart, and it really drove that point home for me. And I feel like, first of all, it's a total Valentine, in a sense, to the Dream fans to read, number one, and then to know that their favorite couple is actually like real deal friends off camera.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because there are, you know, many instances of on-screen couples getting along just fine, of course, but sometimes the opposite is true from time to time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's not super common for actors to actually go on the record admitting that they've clashed with their on-screen love interest, but it has happened. I mean, I will say it definitely happens after the fact. I don't think in the moment when you have a couple who right. isn't getting along, they're like giving us this interview about it.
At least not on the record.
No, that's true. That's true. Oh, God, is that true? But, you know, I've spoken before on the podcast about what a huge fan I was of Daisy's Beau and Hope, who are definitely one of Soap's biggest couples ever. And in fact, Christian Alfonso and Peter Reckle, their portrayers, have both given interviews to Digest, acknowledging that there had been major tension between them at various points in their working relationship. And Christian admitted in a 1990 interview, in fact, that she had almost quit the show many times due to the strife between her and Peter. You know, though they ended up working through their differences and continuing on as co-stars for many years, it's just crazy to think about just, I mean, how much this couple was just the biggest thing in daytime mm-hmm. at the time they were. And to imagine that they weren't getting along is completely mind-blowing. But, you know, there is that philosophy that sometimes negative chemistry really comes across so much better on camera. And it creates that sort of really, you know, that frisson or that dynamic between people.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And sometimes we've seen, you know, real life couples who have a lot of chemistry in real life not necessarily reflect that when they've been paired on screen. So mm-hmm. I think the opposite can also be true. But, you know, I remember we were talking last week. I said what a big Jake and Megan fan I was on One Life to Live. And Joe Lando and Jessica Tuck, their portrayers, were another duo who were so big in the early 90s. But off camera, like, it was not going so well. I remember he was very, very blunt about that in a 1991 Soap Digest interview. And he said, "We hated each other's guts."
Oh, my God.
And he also said that he wanted to quit because things had gotten so bad between them. But I was very gratified to read in his story with Digest that ran in last week's issue that they are still very friendly. They did work it out. It all worked out. And they're, you know, very their camaraderie holds true to this day.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think these are the kind of things that fans want to know? Because I'm trying to remember a time before the internet or, you know, maybe trying to remember how I first felt when I heard these things. I mean, it breaks the bubble a little to think that this couple, who is maybe the reason that you actually tune into a show, don't really like each other.
You know, I have to say, I think when I first started working at this magazine and I became privy to, oh my gosh, they don't like each other, or oh my gosh, like they hate each other, it totally broke the bubble for me. You know, I think when these things come out, we're human, you know, the gossipy aspect of it is kind of fun by and large. But I think in general, no, I don't think that people really want to know. Speaking for myself, you know, it would have been crushing if I had found out that Maurice Bernard and Vanessa Marcel, who were like so important to me as Sunny and Brenda, didn't get along.
Which they did get along.
Yeah.
You're just saying that it would have crushed you. It would
indeed.
It would have crushed me too. Like I don't want to know that, or I don't want to think that. I do sort of, maybe I'm a little Pollyanna, but I do want to think that people who work together and create these incredible love stories and just have this wonderful chemistry with each other on camera also are really friendly off camera. And that's why I actually do, whenever we do, you know, scene items in the magazine, or when we do get co-stars to talk about their co-stars and they just gush or have like the nicest stories or stories that they hang out together, you know, outside of work. I love that. I think it's so cool. And it's so cool to think that they get along so well that I actually want to see you after work too, because certainly, as we know, soap stars spend a lot of time together during the day. So I think that's probably the ultimate compliment of, I've spent, you know, 12 hours with you. Let's go have dinner. And, you know, not in any sort of romantic way, just like in a cool, friendly way. Mm-hmm. Or let's go out with our respective, you know, partners and mm-hmm. we'll all hang out.
Yeah, I love to read about that too. And I, you know, as someone who frequently is the person gathering those quotes, you know, I can testify to the fact that it's totally sincere and from the heart when they offer praise like that. But it does warm my heart.
It does. I could sit there dopey smiling during an interview when someone is telling me that, because I do appreciate those kinds of stories.
Absolutely.
And actually, our guest today is someone who has always spoken so highly of all of her co-stars. It is Days of Our Lives' Melissa Reeves, who plays Jennifer. And I personally can't say enough about how great I think she is. And I know so many actors who would step in line to agree with me. So
100%.
Let's get her on the phone. Hi, Missy.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Great. We are so happy you were here to talk to us today.
Me too. I've been waiting to talk to you guys for a while now. I'm glad we finally connected.
Awesome.
Same here.
Well, it has been a while. There is so much to go over with you, I feel.
Oh my goodness. So many things, so many great, fun things. It's really fun time.
All right. Well, let us start with Jennifer and her recent story. So the scenes just aired where she told Eric the truth about Nicole. Now, first of all, that story got really stretched out. Like, it was like every day she was about to tell him and then she pulled back. So what was it like to finally film the reveal and also just kind of have this beat for Jennifer to play?
I know, you know what? I think it was, it was finally time. And even I was feeling the angst of like not telling him. I'm like, oh my goodness, when am I ever going to tell him? Cause you know, you just have to keep playing sort of that guilty every day. And then is it the right thing? Is it the wrong thing? And getting, you know, advice from everybody. And so finally I was glad the day when I read it in the script, I was like, oh, finally, I'm going to tell him. But then, you know, then that just spins you off into a whole other story and emotion. And it always feels good to sort of end something, but then you know it's going to catapult into something else. Mm-hmm. So, which turned very emotional.
I like the idea of you being a surrogate for the audience in yourself being like, ah, when is it going to happen?
I know. You know, it's funny how, you know, sometimes, you know, we just read our scripts and do our scenes, but then sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, no, I'm really caught up in this now. Like, I feel like every day I'm lying to this person. Finally, I get to tell him.
Well, you also had some great scenes with Cassie DePaiva throughout. I know you two were like close off camera. So what was it like to play that dynamic on camera that you have?
You know what? We just love each other so much. We love working together. We just feel like we are the complete opposite, our characters. which makes it even more fun. And we just have a great time. We're just like, this is so fun. Like, we are just old girls in this business, and we are just going to go out there and have a good old time. And we just do. We have a ball.
It's been like a fan fantasy fulfillment for me, by the way, to see the two of you together, because I've enjoyed your work for so long.
Oh my goodness. That's really kind. When I knew I was going to be working with Cassie, I was like, wait, Cassie De Paiva? What? I had to like not be nervous for a minute there.
She's a very intimidating person.
Right. She came in, she's like, hey, you know, and I was like, oh, this is great. She's super nice and easy. So that made it really easy.
Obviously, you know, it's a rocky time for Jen and Eric, but in general, tell us about getting to work as closely as you have with Greg Vaughn.
You know what? It's so fun. You know, we have such a great cast, and I feel like we have all worked with everybody at some point. So Greg and I were just, you know, really good friends. And then, you know, they started having us work together, and we were like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then it brought me into a whole set of characters that I rarely worked with, you know? So now all of a sudden I'm working with a whole different set of cast members, which made it really fun. And Greg is great. He's so easy. You know, he's just, you know, looks you in the eye. You can really make a connection. So we've had a great time, but I haven't ever worked with anyone I didn't really love working with. We always have a great cast.
That's funny. We were just talking about that. You know, there have been so many couples over the years, or on-screen couples, who you find out didn't really like each other in real life. And
right.
I mean, Mara and I actually were talking about the Jack and Jennifer dynamic, because she was saying that she was a huge Jack and Jennifer fan. And
well, wait till you see what's coming up.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Or around that. But we were saying, oh my God, could you imagine if Matt and Missy didn't like each other? Like, how different that would have made that. And so it's just funny that you say, at least we know that you for sure. Yeah,
never.
We had that
Matt
experience.
And I have worked together for so many years now. We are like an old married couple. Like, he'll be talking my ear off, and I'm like, Matt, I'm done. I can't talk anymore. He's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Go do your thing. What do you need to do? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we are literally like, we know each other that well. And then it's really fun. You're like, oh, this is like, you know, family now.
Oh, that is amazing.
Well, so indulge my Jack Jennifer fandom here, and just tell me, what was your reaction when you found out that he would be coming back? And then what was it like to, you know, reunite with him at work?
You know what? I had been wanting, I was like, oh, I'd love to work with Matt again, but they killed him so many times. I mean, how could they possibly pull that off if they ever brought him back? And you know, like, I didn't really know if it was in the mix to bring him back. And all of a sudden I heard a rumor he was coming back, and I was like, what? It's really happening? But I was like, but how are they going to do it? Is it going to be like cheesy? How are they going to bring him back? Like, how is it going to be good? And then I read the idea. I read the first script, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. So it's really clever. It's perfect.
Oh, good. That's a good tease.
You won't believe it. It's a really, it's so devastating and great. And you just can't believe it. It's good. And I think it's New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Show.
Great. So we don't have that much to wait. Only a few more months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about, you know, seeing him again. Do you remember? I mean, now you've been filming together for a while, presumably.
Yeah. We always pick up right where we left off every time. I mean, we're so close. He was driving cross country to move his family back east. And they were like mid on their road trip. And he was like, hey, we're 40 miles out of Nashville. We need a place to stay. I'm like, come on. And they like pulled up to our house. We put their cats in our Airstream. Like, they ran upstairs. We made pallets on the floor for the kids to sleep in. They went to bed. It was like, that's how close we all are.
Oh, that's amazing.
Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. And then, you know, you start working together again, and we just start laughing. We're like, how crazy is it that they can give us a script, and we walk on set, and we're like, whoa, we snapped right back in. It's so fun. And then you add Cassie to the mix, you know, so it's like the three of us, and we're like, please don't let this end. Please don't let this end. Because we're just laughing and having a ball every day.
Well, what does it mean to you that you have fans that are so invested still in the Jack and Jennifer pairing? And could you have predicted it back when you first started working together?
I never predicted that it would be this long lasting and that you can go on YouTube and see the hours of work that people must have put in to make these incredible videos. And just because I enjoy doing the storyline so much, sometimes I'll just go on and watch them.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, wow, that was really fun. I forgot that story. And the best part is it's so like This Is Us sort of because he comes back and then they just show crazy flashbacks. And it's really us, you know, 25 years old, which is scary at the same time. But we're like, yeah, we have real flashbacks. This is really us. That young. But it's really sweet because, you know, that's sort of how the newer viewers will be like, who are Jack and Jennifer? And then they'll be able to show these flashbacks. And so they'll get a little catch up on the characters. And it'll be super fun for people that have still, you know, been watching all these years.
I'm having like heart palpitations as we're having this conversation. I love a good flashback sequence.
You know what? I'm so excited too. We were doing the scenes and I was like, this is fun. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I love our flashbacks. I love everybody's flashbacks.
Oh, I love flashbacks. No matter who it is. It's always fun because then it reminds you of when you first started watching the show and it brings up these memories, like real memories that people have, you know, it's a nice trigger.
Yeah.
Are there any ones that you've really loved watching on YouTube? Like anything that really stood out to you when you looked back on those?
Well, you know what I love is that people take massive amounts of scenes from all different shows and they add music to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, these people are really talented. Like, I'm sucked into my own storyline from 25 years ago. But they make it beautiful, and they add these great songs, and then they edit it all together. And you know, I think when we were doing it, we were having so much fun, but we just never really watched it on air. So I was like, wow, I'm really enjoying kind of watching what we did all those years ago. And it was even more fun to watch it and really see what it was about because you're kind of caught up in it when you're doing it.
Isn't that cool? Like,
yeah,
you can totally have the distance and yet the perspective because now you get to see exactly how it played out for everyone who was watching it.
I even think they had to show Albert, our executive producer. Like, I think he said he watched some scenes because he, you know, he didn't know who we were then, and he sees us on set now, probably being a little wacky, and he's probably like, what the heck?
What are these
two doing?
They were
probably like, go watch.
There's precedent for this behavior.
There's a reason.
Well, when you look back on just sort of the history of Jack and Jennifer, you know, without having seen, let's see, the YouTube videos, what stands out for you? Any storylines or any moments or...
You know, I always say that I feel like Matt Ashford brought something to daytime that was so different because it was always about like the so punk and the, you know, and Matt is so great looking and wonderful, but he kind of brought like this very human, funny side to people, you know, like he wasn't trying to be cool and he wasn't trying to be sexy and he wasn't trying to be macho. And women really loved that. They were like, oh, we like this guy. Like he's, you know, like he's like my husband. Like, you know, he's just like a really great, normal, sweet guy, but really funny and not afraid to laugh at himself. And I think that's what made our storyline so fun. I learned so much from him to just kind of like, it's okay to be funny and it's okay to act dumb because isn't that really who we are? You know, it's so much better if we can laugh at ourselves. So I just think that aspect is what brought our storyline to just something different that wasn't like all of the other, you know, super couples. And that's what I love. I love, and you know, Matt, you know, he's so funny. So then I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. I want to be funny. You know, he just kind of helped me and show me. Oh, for sure. And it was just a matter of like, you know, don't do a soap opera thing. Like, just look at it. Look at people really. Look at your life really. It's kind of funny sometimes. Even in the worst heartbreak, you go, oh, gosh. You know, you can almost laugh at it sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm as we're sitting here, I'm telling you, I am having flashbacks to racing home, you know, to see what was going to happen with them next.
You're going to love it.
Well, I will say, Mara, she has confessed to me that she really hated Emilio.
Missing. You don't understand.
Like, it's a We talk about it quite frequently.
Yes, you'd be surprised often it comes up. But it's very true.
Gosh. You should see Matt Ashford imitate him.
When is the next flight to Los Angeles? Because Seriously? Trust me, I'm not waiting too long before I demand to see that.
It's hilarious. You're going to die.
when I was a
bless his heart moment.
You know, when I was in junior high, if I loved a couple, I had an irrational hatred for whoever tried to come between them. So sorry,
Absolutely.
Emilio, you're on my list.
Totally. Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same way with my couples that I like. I'm like, get that person out of there. Yeah. I don't care if they're nice in real life. I just want them out.
Do you have couples from soaps that you yourself were fans of?
Oh my gosh, well, I shouldn't say it, but I wasn't working yet. But Luke and Laura, like, I couldn't get off the school bus fast enough.
Ditto.
To see their wedding.
Oh.
I mean, it was Luke and Laura, and then Cliff and Nina on All My Children, which was Peter Bergman, who then my husband started working with, and I almost had a heart attack. I was like, he is not Jack Abbott. He is Cliff from All My Children. Cliff and Nina were, oh man, I loved them.
I loved
And then
them.
The Buchanans from One Life to Live, and then Bob Woods came on our show, and I couldn't even speak. I was like, no, you are a Buchanan. You are not this person on our show. Yeah, I've had a lot of those moments.
That's adorable.
That is.
And then Jeannie Francis came on our show.
Oh, yeah. So
no
what was that
way.
Like?
That's Laura. She can't be Diana. It can't happen.
No to Roman and Diana.
Right.
You're hardcore. You're true blue. Like,
yeah,
you want the original.
Real. It was all ABC, though. Even when I auditioned for Days of Our Lives, I was like, what? I don't even watch that show. I want ABC. Go figure.
Well, it's funny. I was going to ask you if we go back to when you auditioned, but let's go back a little further. So you played Jade on Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
What stands out to you about that role and that job?
My goodness. I barely had my driver's license. I didn't even finish high school. And I didn't even think about actually getting this job. And I was just taking my dance classes and I was trying to pay for those. So I was doing commercials in New York and they were like, well, they're casting for this show in California. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll go on it. But that's ridiculous. I mean, I'd never even been out of New Jersey. And they were like, well, they want to fly you to California to test for it. And I didn't even know what that meant. But I was just a junior in high school. And then I ended up getting it. And I was like, what? So I took my GED at Uni High in Westwood and just started working. I was 17 and they were like, you got to get rid of that accent. So it was kind of an overwhelming time. And I was so young and I didn't have my parents here. I got emancipated to be 18. So it was like, here I had just learned to drive, learning to pay bills, be on a soap opera. It was so overwhelming. And then after a year, they were getting rid of our whole family and I was going to move back to New Jersey. And then the audition for Days of Our Lives came up. And then that started this whole rest of my life, pretty much. How crazy is that?
It's so amazing to think about.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And just the path your life took. Had you never gotten Days, you never would have met Scott, maybe. You know.
Never. I know. When you look back and you look at it and you go, wow, every single one of these things happened for such a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. So fun.
I really just don't, I don't want to move past Santa Barbara without giving a major shout out to your hair as Jade.
Oh, I was right out of Jersey. I mean, that was like teased up, layered, sprayed, feathered, everything.
It was like its own cast member.
Yes. It was amazing. It was amazing hair. And I literally, that was like, I wouldn't go out the door. This is so New Jersey. I would not go out the door without a full face of makeup and my hair teased up like that. I would never even be seen.
Right, but it was the 80s. Yes. I mean, that was the time.
I guess so. Yeah, and I had like my leopard leggings and my high top Reeboks and my giant hair and full foundation makeup everywhere I went. 17 years old.
So nothing has changed.
Nothing's changed. It's all coming back.
So what was the Days experience like for you when you started? I mean, so now you're still very young and here you are on this, you know, huge show. And
you know, it was so great. I immediately started working with Michael Weiss, who was just so incredible and so kind. And after I tested, he was like, you're going to get it. You're going to be playing my sister. And I was like, really? That's awesome. And then I instantly started working with him and Francis Reed and McDonald Carey. So right there, I got like a full life of acting training. I mean, it was incredible. I didn't realize the blessing in that until I looked back and went, oh my gosh, I was working with Mac and Francis, really, as my first amazing second job, you know, amazing first job, I say, but it's such a gift. And I never would have thought, you know, they give you the standard 3-year contract, but they have the option to drop you every 12 weeks or something. So I was like, okay, well, I have a job for like 3 months, I think. And you never know if you're going to make it to the next cycle. But it was just the greatest experience. And we were at Sunset Gower in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe days like in its heyday?
It was like, it was so cool to be on Days of Our Lives. And I didn't even realize it, you know? People were like, what? You're on Days of Our Lives? That's so amazing. So, I mean, we talk about it. We're like, isn't it awesome that we were on it when soap operas were just like the thing, you know? Like everyone wanted to be on our shows. In walks Matt Ashford, right here by my side. I was just talking about you, Matt. Yeah. Your ears are burning. They must be.
Tell him to do the Emilio impression.
Matt, I was telling them about your Emilio Ramirez impression, a.k.a. Billy Huffy. He's laughing.
Can him the phone.
He's laughing and pretend to swing his hair. These girls are going to get out on a plane just to see it. They're coming. They're coming for you. He's dying.
That is.
He said, we're big Billy Huffy fans. We are. He is the nicest guy in the world. He's just a character of himself. It's hilarious.
Oh, yes. Mara's beef is not with Billy Huffy. Yeah. It's just with Emilio.
That's right. That's right.
You know, she can separate for sure.
That's right.
And he was doing his job because he made me that much more of a passionate Jack and Jennifer fan.
You are so right. You're right. Exactly. He was doing it right.
Now, Ali Sweeney always says that Jack and Jennifer was her favorite couple before she joined Days. Do you even remember your early interactions with her? Because as the way she describes it is the way you described, you know, kind of maybe working with like a genie or, you know, meeting Peter Bergman.
I know. And you know what? That is so sweet because here comes this little fireball into work, like ready to go, you know, full blast. You know, Allie, like knew her lines, like she was on it. And what was she, 15? I don't know. She was so young. And then she told us that she was, you know, Jack and Jennifer fans. And we were like, what? What a sweet little girl. And here she comes like rip roaring in. Sammy Brady. She's awesome. Allie is a dream. I love her. You know what? She just came in ready to go, all in, ready to play, and you know, knew the show. So it was awesome. She's amazing. And now look at her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amazing. But you know what? She was like that at 15.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
I know. Yeah. She was ready to go.
Now, I don't know if everyone knows that you commute from Tennessee to come to work.
Yeah.
So tell us just about how that came to be and what that's like for you.
Well, I always said I'm going to be a flight attendant on Southwest if I'm not working here anymore because I've got it down. I've got safety, speech. I've got everything down. I know how to serve snacks. I know how to do it all. But that's, you know, I just jump on Southwest back and forth. And it's really, I've learned to make that time count. So I read a lot. I do all my studying for work. And I actually enjoy it now. I was trying to think how, you know, like I'm choosing to do this. So how do I make this? How do I use this time valuably? And it's really been great. And just to have quiet, no computers, phones, nothing. Just reading and studying. And it's really, I actually kind of appreciate that quiet time now. So I use it to kind of rest, to ramp up, to get back to work, and then use that time to go home and be like, oh, okay, now I can wind down. And it's pretty much every week.
But, that's a lot.
You know, it's an easy flight. It's a pretty easy flight.
You must have a lot of frequent flyer miles.
I do. So it's great. So Scott will jump on the plane with me and, you know, that makes it fun because our kids are grown and gone. So like, he'll be like, oh, I'll come out for a couple days. And so we're having fun.
So you have so much going on in your personal life and in also your new professional life in Tennessee, and you have a new coffee business that we want to hear about.
It's called Revival Roasting Cup. And literally, like, I'm flying home tomorrow because I need to start packing and shipping. Like, I have a job to do when I get home. Scott's like, honey, I've been roasting beans all night. They're ready for you. I'm like, okay, I'm off the plane tomorrow afternoon. I'll be on it. And of course, Emily's like our whole little marketing media, you know, she's doing all that stuff because she's our social butterfly.
Well, so how does a coffee business come about?
You know, our son actually started really looking into it really seriously. And he always kind of has a couple things going, but we were learning so much from him that Scott was like, you know what? I think I want to learn how to roast. Like, I want to learn the real coffee world. And I'm telling you, I know you've already talked to him actually, but he has really taken the time and the hours to learn this whole world. Like, you just think you're drinking a cup of coffee, and I was blown away by like what he's learned and flavors and tastes and what we've been sort of spoon-fed, like, is supposed to be what coffee tastes like instead of what it's really supposed to taste like. And so it's been this whole education, and now we have this whole roastery in our, when we built our house, we saved the garage plan and made it into a roastery. And it's just cool. Like, we're loving it. But Scott's been drinking coffee since he's a kid. That's why our first coffee was called 1914. Because that's the year his grandpa was born, who got him started drinking coffee.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And we're like, oh, we have to call it 1914 for his grandpa. But he's a coffee crazy. Like, the other night, he's like, honey, let's melt some chocolate on the stove. I'm going to go ground some coffee, and we're going to put that in, like, as part of the holiday package. And I was like, great. So we're like double boiling chocolate on the stove, laying it out. He's like grinding coffee and then crushing it, and we're putting it in the chocolate. So he's like, it's like a whole thing we're going crazy with. It's super fun.
Well, anyone who follows you all on Instagram, I mean, coffee and the Reeveses are a big thing.
Totally.
I feel like you've hit every coffee place there is to hit, maybe in Tennessee,
you know,
or across the country.
It is nuts how much coffee we drink. But now I have a different appreciation for it, you know, because now, you know, our kids are like, well, you can't drink that coffee because that's not real coffee. And I won't say names, but, you know.
Right. Okay. That other coffee.
Yeah, that other brand.
Well, how can fans get the coffee?
RevivalRoastingCo.com. We have a website, and they can order it off there. And literally, like, you almost pretty much get it like 2 days later after the day it's roasted. We try to roast as close to the when it's going to be shipped out.
Well, as long as, you know, Missy is there to do the shipping, apparently, it goes out quickly.
Yeah, I'm the worker. Yeah, I'm the factory worker. I'm in there.
Well, your children have also kept you busy in the last year. I know Larry got married. Yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
And now Emily is about
cutest.
To walk down the aisle.
Yes, Emily and Nate, they're actually here at work today, which is so fun because, you know, everybody here has known Emily since she was born. So she's walking up and down the halls like she owns the place, you know. And she's like, Scott, she's like, oh, hey, you know, like she's in heaven. And, you know, sweet Nate is just walking by her side, meeting everybody at one time. Like a blast. But he's having a ball. They're having a great time. So they'll be here just seeing family that couldn't come to Tennessee because, you know, there's a lot of little ones in our family. And so they're going to visit everybody here, which is really fun.
Well, I say it's so trippy for us because, you know, Emily was on the cover of the magazine
yes.
when she was a baby. And
yep.
then to see her,
how
like,
crazy is that?
Beautiful and grown up. And I don't even know if we were podcasting at the time that I saw Scott and Emily performing in New York. And they were unbelievable. I can't say enough about, maybe I did say this, how someone has not plucked your daughter out of Nashville and turned her into a big star is a shock to me. She's
so
talented.
Sweet. Well, you know what? She still does it and loves it. But, you know, both of our kids are pretty entrepreneurial and they kind of like to put their hands in a lot of stuff. So we're like, just go for it, you know? Just do whatever. Just keep going. Don't stop. Do whatever you love to do and work really hard at it.
Well, speaking of daughters, on screen, you had a recent switch with yours
yes.
When Marcy Miller left the show and Kate Mancey came back to reprise the role
yes.
of... Abigail, what was that like for you, both saying goodbye to Marcy and welcoming Kate back?
Oh, you know what? They're both such amazing young women. So it was going, you know, from great to great, back to great. You know, they're incredible. And they're both going to go on. And I have a feeling work like crazy. But so it was an easy transition. But, you know, I always text them every once in a while and miss you, miss my daughters, miss you girls. And I've had great kids. Like, I was just working with Casey today and I was like, man, like, they're like my kids and they call me mom, which is amazing. Aww. So, yeah, I have great kids here. And then they know my kids. And, you know, Casey came out to Tennessee once and hung out with our kids. And, you know, it's all mixing together.
That's awesome, though.
It is. I love it.
Now, you and Scott marked 28 years of marriage this year.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
It is a blur. It's literally That's how fast life goes. Like two almost married kids and almost 30 years under our belt. I feel like yesterday we got married.
So are you ready to be grandparents?
Yes. I keep telling them, those girls, I'm like, girls, listen, let's get these babies going. You have grandparents on both sides. You have, you know, people on both sides that are more than willing to watch your kids. So take advantage of it.
But you and Scott are still so young. I mean.
Well, she's 26, so she's ready. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, Nate and I are going to start soon. But Larry and Livy are only 19 and 21, so they might wait a little bit. We'll see.
Right.
Who knows? If they start, you know, we'll be happy with whatever. But my in-laws were like that. I mean, a week after we had our kids, we were like, let's go away for the weekend. And my in-laws were like, yeah, bring those babies here. So it worked out great for us.
Well, keep like, the family tradition going. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. My mother-in-law has watched every single one of her grandbabies till they went to school. And she's in her late 70s and just finished watching her last grandchild go off to school.
That's amazing.
So 28 years of watching grandbabies. That's sacrifice.
And really. So nice. Speaks a lot to just the family dynamic.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. And her grandkids, man, they love their grandma and grandpa. But they're all really close. Pretty sweet.
Now, you've been in Salem for, gosh, over 30 years
since
at
80,
this point, right?
85. Yeah,
right.
1985.
So 33 years.
Yeah.
Tell us what keeps you there these days. Like, obviously, you have so much else going on across the country. You could very well say goodbye to Los Angeles, but what keeps you in Salem?
Because it is your family, and it becomes your family. And you know, every year you go, I just don't feel done yet, you know? And I always go, okay, if I don't instinctually feel like I'm done, then I don't want to be done. Unless they feel I'm done.
Unless
they go,
that.
You're done. But I always, you know, I go, gosh, I just don't feel like I'm done yet. Like, they're so great to give us breaks when we need them because, you know, sometimes you just go, wow, I just need a break. Like, I can't learn another script. But now with all these dark weeks that we have, it's so much easier to do it. And now we're like, oh, I want to be a part of an end of an era. If it's going to be an end of an era, I want to be a part of it. You know, I don't want to miss the end if there is going to be one.
Right. Which we hope will not be
like,
for a while.
The kids are grown. You know, this is kind of fun now going back and forth.
And to be clear, we don't want you to ever feel like you're done. Like, we're into this whole Jennifer thing.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. I hope they always feel the same way, too. Because we're having fun now, especially with Matt back.
Oh, right. It's going to be great.
Soap opera digest. SOD all the way.
That's right. Thanks, Matt.
Matt's writing papers over here. Matt just said he's updating his Emmy. You mean your bio?
Well, do say hi to him for us. We will talk to him as he gets closer to air.
That's right. Hey, they want to talk to you when you get closer to air. You're not allowed now.
No.
No.
Nope. You guys filmed too far in advance.
That's right. They are in the moment.
Well, Missy, thank you so much for joining us today. We could talk to you for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, so awesome.
But you have to go pack beans and get back to Nashville.
Thanks, guys. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. Oh, with Matt, maybe. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
It would be funny.
Consider it a date. It will happen.
It would be fun and funny. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Missy. Bye, have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Missy Reeves for being our guest. Be sure to pick up a new issue on sale now and come back next week for another podcast.